Thank God I'm not in Dong Ha anymore. Thank Christ I'm leaving Vietnam. As I clamber over the boxes, in the wake of all the other passengers, I see something so astonishing that I can't move. I'm frozen, mid-clamber, as a figure emerges from the very back of the bus, from behind a huge tower of boxes. It's a man. A white man. In other words, someone with whom I might be able to communicate. He's wearing patterned cotton trousers that reach halfway down his calves, and a turquoise silk shirt. He has lank hair, a moustache, and flip-flops. He's about 40. Under normal circumstances, I would not consider him my type of person at all. I would give him a wide berth. I would certainly not rush up to introduce myself and ask to be his friend. These circumstances are not normal. "Hello," I say eagerly.
"Hello,"
he intones gravely as we step off the bus. He pushes in front of me, but I don't hold it against him. I jump down after him and start stretching. "Where are you from?" The traveller's eternal question. Identify your tribe.
"From Germany."
"Germany? Oh, right. I'm from England. My name's Tansy."
"And my name is Brent."
"Hi."
"Hi."
We have now, it transpires, had the clearest and most comprehensible conversation we'll ever have. Bernd's English is better than my German, but then again, I don't speak German. Nonetheless, he is my new friend. And I stay by his side throughout the lengthy process of leaving Vietnam. It swiftly becomes apparent that he needs me even more than I need him. The customs post consists of a couple of buildings by the dirt road. The Vietnamese officers scrutinize our passports to make sure our visas have the correct exit point specified and they can't collect a fine for letting us out of the country. They don't look very friendly, but I give them my best grin. I'm glad to be leaving. "I'm glad I'm leaving Vietnam," I tell Bernd. "Are you?"
"Vietnam goodies," he contends. "I not drunk, I beach."
I can imagine that would be okay. "Where are you going in Laos?"
"Laos,"
he exclaims.
"Ganja."
"Oh, right." The sun is coming into its own now as the day gets properly underway. If the bus had been on time, we'd have got to the border at about 4 in the morning. I try to imagine it being open at that time, but I can't. Perhaps freezing at the bus stop for half the night and dashing to the loo every few minutes was actually the comfy option.